If you live in Tamaki Makaurau, also known as Auckland, and you've been downtown recently, you might, if you went to Aotea Square, have noticed some rather spectacular things popping up in said square. Mushrooms, garish, brilliant, larger than life. What's it about? Well, Simon Tua is one of the brains behind that display, which is part of the Elemental Auckland Festival. She works for Amigo and Amigo, which is a firm which I think specialises in creating art that people can enjoy, public art that people can interact with. And Simone joins me, not from Auckland, but from Sydney. Bad luck, Simone.
I know. I wish I was over there. I'm dreaming of coming back.
Yeah, well, look, I'll tell you the weather in Auckland at the moment. It's okay. Look, it's not going to be as warm as Sydney, although maybe it is tonight. 8 degrees minimum, but nice and cloudy, light winds. Wouldn't you like a bit of that? They had sun all day. You'd love a bit of that in Sydney right now, wouldn't you?
I would love that. We've been having 1 month of worth of rain in 4 days. So I don't know if you can hear it in the background.
But I can hear it.
Rain here. Yeah, yeah. It's been absolutely insane here. So I would prefer definitely to be over there.
I know the rain is heavy when it comes through on the Skype machine or whatever it is that you're using to talk to us, the Zoom or even the phone. Would your, if you were, your artwork, I'm assuming, can withstand the sort of rain that you're getting in Sydney right now, and which Auckland can get, truth be told, from time to time?
Yeah, so the shrimp, I mean, when we design our artworks, we know they're going into public spaces, so we have to consider rain and wind and sometimes even snow. But these shrooms in particular, they're giant inflatables. So we have to think about, in particular, the wind, because they can move quite a bit. So it is quite tricky at times.
The shrooms, that's what the exhibition is called. Basically, you take the MUS, actually, is it MU? Just the MU off, and you got shrooms.
Yeah.
It took me a while to work that out, but yeah. Now, what's the actual main material? Some sort of plastic?
Yeah, so it's like a parachute material. And we print on them all these wonderful, colourful patterns and stitch them together and then use a fan to inflate them so they basically grow.
Yeah, and because I'm looking at some right now, and yes, the other thing they remind me a bit of, Simone, are kind of like miniature hot air balloons. And like hot air balloons, they're often illuminated from the inside. Is that where you got the idea from?
Well, no, I got the idea from, so, I mean, with our collective, we like to put colour and playfulness into public spaces. So I actually live in an area of Sydney where there's a lot of artists and it's quite industrial. And I was walking to do a supermarket shop and I saw these mushrooms sprout out between the cracks of one of the warehouses. And I was thinking, how cool is that? Like, mushrooms can just pop up in unexpected places for a moment in time, even if they're in like really, you know, concrete jungles, dense urban environments. So from that, we thought, what wouldn't it be cool to like create these giant, colourful, bright mushrooms that popped up in different urban environments?
And do they pop up? Like, is part of the art actually having them expand in front of listeners, in front of viewers?
Well, you know, I would love to do that because there's something really cool about seeing it pop up from the ground. And the only time we've actually ever done that was in New Zealand. We had this wonderful opening performance and there was this fairy that came through the exhibition and then would tap on each mushroom and it would inflate. But generally, no, we inflate them once and then they stay up for the entire exhibition.
How do people, can people interact with them? For a start, it's quite all right to touch them, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So, like, when we put art in public spaces, we want to create things that are tactile, that people can touch and enjoy. And so shrooms is definitely one of those pieces that people, you'll see kids coming up and hugging them and people touching them. And, yeah, it's really lovely.
How important is the light
so important. I mean, I think light adds an extra layer of, it kind of illuminates the form. It also, it's unexpected, and especially in some cities, you know, you get these squares and they're quite darkly lit. So when you see these bright, colourful mushrooms, it's quite magical.
The other thing that strikes me is the timing. This exhibition is just after the shortest day. And, you know, you don't get the long nights as badly as New Zealand and Sydney, but you get them, and you're probably noticing them right now with all the rain you're getting. Just to have this festival of colour and light and brightness on those still, cool, cold even, midwinter nights is such a blessing.
Yeah, you know, that's a part of, like, why we love doing light festivals, is because, you know, the winter nights, it's harder to get out and about and enjoy the city when it's cold and it gets dark early. So by creating light art, you know, we're encouraging people to explore the city and see it in new and different ways. So that it's cool. It's cool to put these projects out.
How long has Amigo and Amigo been operating as a public art operation?
It's been 10 years. So started around 2012, and, you know, we've been touring our artworks all through Asia, the Middle East, the US. I actually have a wonderful partner in New Zealand, Ant from Vesica, and he's a wonderful curator. So he, especially during COVID, has been supporting us, and we partner together to show Amigo and Amigo art around New Zealand. But I've been working in New Zealand for about with our artworks for about five or six years. It's one of the places that we first started bringing projects to, and the audience in New Zealand is wonderful, so we always like working with you guys.
What's good about the New Zealand audience? I want an Australian to tell us they're good. You know, we don't get that opportunity very often, you see.
I don't know. New Zealanders are curious and they love to have a chat. So it's a wonderful process when we're building the artworks, because people will come up and ask you about it, and people are genuinely interested. Also, Kiwis are super tactile. So they're very, like, open and experimental, and they'll really they want to play and touch the work, sometimes too much. Sometimes things get broken. But it's cool. It's definitely it's you know, it's interesting. Like, when we tour our artworks to different people and different cultures interact differently. And Kiwis are definitely one of those people who really get into it and enjoy the tactile elements of art.
Really, we're more tactile than Australians, to be general about it.
I think so. I think you're more curious in that way.
I wonder why. That could be a whole new topic. Simone, what drew you to public art?
Because I guess that's a really good question. I mean, I believe that, like, I like to create art that's accessible. And our studio is all about creating things that are accessible and playful. And, you know, so as opposed to creating art that is exclusive or is in a museum, we like to put it into public spaces so it becomes, you know, anybody can enjoy it. And, you know, things like mushrooms, for example, transcend language and culture. Anyone can understand it. Anyone can interact with it. All ages enjoy it. And that's really important to us. So public art for us is, like, to serve the community and to bring joy. And that's why we were, and I was in particular, drawn to that side.
Why is it important that people can touch the art, can develop a tactile relationship with the art?
Because I think then they become part of it. So if you can, you know, touch something, or if there's a cause and effect, so if you do something and then the art responds, then it becomes part of you, or you can contribute to it. And that's really important, I think.
Has that always been a strong driving force for you, the importance of the viewer and their participation in the art, which makes the art, gives it some of its, maybe most of its meaning?
Definitely, and I think it helps with sharing the story. And I think it also, when you can interact with it, it means that total strangers are not only interacting with the art, but they're interacting with each other. So it's wonderful because it can spark these conversations, or people sort of, you know, instead of not you know, it doesn't happen so much in New Zealand, but especially in Sydney, you know, we don't really acknowledge each other in public spaces. So then you put a piece of public out there and then everyone's interacting with it and having a collective experience.
You're listening to Nights on RNZ Nash. I'm speaking to Simone Chua. She's in Sydney, where it's raining rather heavily. You might be able to hear that. Simone, actually, we might try and call you back because the rain was just starting to drown you out there. And I'm loving this conversation, but I want to keep, I want listeners to be able to hear you too. So we might try and call you back.
Okay, no problem at all.
So you're going to get a phone ring in a moment. I'm talking to
Simone. Okay, no worries.
That's all right. Simone is in Sydney, where it is, as you might have heard in the news, very wet, exceedingly wet. I might ask her a little bit more about the weather. But we're talking to Simone because of the artwork that she's part of that's in Auckland right now, Shrooms, downtown Auckland, Altea Square, giant. As Simone was saying, the main material is the material that you find in parachutes. And these large inflatable and brightly coloured mushrooms can be enjoyed. You can go right up to them. You can squeeze them, hug them. You can prod them. You can smell them in Altea Square. We've got Simone back. Can you hear me, Simone?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, that is better. In a funny sort of way.
Great.
It means we can't hear the rain anymore. And on that side, I was enjoying the rain, but I just wanted to be able to hear you as well. Simone, why is it important, do you think, that people, what's the people have this relationship with art as opposed to, I mean, does that mean that there's a flaw in a lot of art, or just that art needs to be more than just in museums?
No, I just think it's like if you're putting something in a, well, I guess it's just my philosophy. No, it's not that one is better than the other. That would be a terrible thing to say. But for our studio, it's all about accessibility, and that's why it's our philosophy to create accessible art in public spaces, and art that tells stories and connects people together. Especially when you're taking these projects to lots of different countries and to different cultures, it's really interesting that doesn't matter where you go, people can still connect to something that is colourful and playful and relatable. So, for example, the mushrooms, you know, everyone has, you know, seen fun, playful mushrooms, can feel like they've shrunk when we're walking amongst them, want to touch them, want to hug them.
How robust is the material? You said it's made out of parachutes, or similar to the material you make parachutes out of. So it's probably quite tough.
Yeah, it is quite tough. So it can last up to about 45 kilometres an hour when it's windy. And, you know, you'll often see people running at them or hugging them quite vigorously. So, you know, the good thing about fabrics is if we have any issues with them, we get out our needle and thread them. My friends in New Zealand go out there and they stitch them up for us. But they're more robust than what you would think.
For some people, finding a mushroom means good luck is at hand, doesn't it?
Yeah. So in some cultures, mushrooms are a symbol of good luck. And, you know, in lots of cultures, you do things like mushroom foraging. So you go out and you search for them in the woods. Or, you know, they're kind of a symbol of adventure and discovery.
Did you feel lucky when you came across those mushrooms near where you live in that industrial area?
I did, because they're so beautiful, and I even have some sprouting in some of the plants in my studio, and they're beautiful, and they're bright, and they're yellow, and they're magic, and they only last for a couple of days, and then they disappear.
I would imagine right now in Sydney, it's pretty good mushroom weather. You've had a lot of excellent mushroom weather.
Yeah. They love the rain. Well, they love it just after the rain.
Yeah. Are your exhibitions always meant to be temporary?
Yes. So we tour them around the world, and they're kind of fantastic because they pop up and different communities and groups and people can experience them, and then they disappear like magic and move to a new location.
Do you think you'll ever... Do you also do art that is permanent?
Occasionally, we do. But our expertise and what we love doing is the temporary artworks, which is interesting because they have a new set of challenges because you're creating these big mammoth structures that you then have to pack into tiny boxes and move to a different location. So they have their own set of skills involved. So, for example, you know, some of these mushrooms are as tall as a two-story building, and that's quite big. But the great thing about inflatables is that because they're completely they get their form through air, they pack down into these tiny bags that you can then move to the next location.
And it's not hot air, it's just air. So you don't need to have any kind of heater to inflate the air?
No. So they're different to hot air balloons. So we have a fan and it's actually surprisingly quite small. And we have the whole mushroom, basically the air moves through the fabric and comes out of the seams, but it gives it, the pressure gives it its form.
Where's shrooms going after Auckland?
I don't know. I think it, we have, I'm talking, so we've got a show here in Australia, an art festival about an hour from Sydney that they're going to. But after Auckland, I'd have to chat with my friend Ant. I don't know if he's got any secret plans.
Well, have you tried Wellington? I mean, there's part of me that wants you to try Wellington, if only because the average wind speed here is about 40k an hour.
Yeah, right. I'll ask him. Yeah, Wellington does get quite windy, hey?
It sure does. You could have those shrooms going across the harbour and out into Cook Strait. Maybe not.
Hey, we'll send them into a kite.
Simone, it's been lovely talking with you. I hope the rain stops at some point, but the mushrooms will keep growing by the sounds of it for a while yet.
Wonderful. Lovely talking to you. Thank you so much.
Kia ora, Simone. That's Simone Chua. She is from Amigo and Amigo, outdoor public art company. And their exhibition, she's in Sydney, is on in Auckland and Aotea Square at the moment called Shrooms. Giant, multicoloured mushrooms. Check it out if you're in the hood.